It'll be that revelation, boom, right now I just realized, boom, right now I'm born again, boom, right now I'm alive in Christ. Boom is a suddenly. Those prayers that you've been praying all these years, boom, suddenly they come to fruition. The signs and wonders of God, boom, suddenly you're starting to see them come alive. Why? Because your ears are open, because your eyes are open to see the move of God and to hear God himself. That still, small voice. You see, here's what happens in life. You ever talk to somebody, or I should not even use the word talk. Have you ever been listening to somebody and they speak so much that when you finally get a word in edgewise, they have no clue what you said because they're already thinking on the very next thing they want to say? You see, what happens, and especially now, we spend a lot of time, God, what's happening? God, what are we doing? God, what's going on? And we're talking to God more now than ever. Many people are talking to God. And yes, it's a good thing. But I'm here to tell you, he's got an answer for you. But you need to be quiet. You need to silence yourself and listen and see what he's saying. You need to listen to hear what exactly is coming out of what's happening. You see, the bottom dwellers are being exposed. The powers and principalities of darkness are being exposed. But if you're spending so much time crying out to God in fear, you're not seeing what's really happening before your very eyes. You're allowing fear to overtake you, whereas faith lifts you up, fear breaks you down. Boom. The definition is to make a prolonged, deep, resounding noise. I'll use it in a sentence. The thunder boomed and the lightning flashed. Meditate on these words. The synonyms, words that mean the same or alike the word boom, are the words roar and the words thunder. And God has come to his people time and time again in a roar and in a thunder. And the Bible has laid out that in the thundering and the lightning and the smoke and fire and the billowing, that people became afraid and did not hear from God. But God has raised a standard, and it's called the remnant church. The remnant church that is not going to be left by the wayside, but is going to stand victorious. That is going to stand knowing who they are in the name of Jesus Christ. Not in our strength, but in the strength of God. Revelations 19:6, Amplified Version says, "After that, I heard what sounded like the shout of a vast throng, like the boom of many pounding waves, and like the roar of a terrific and mighty peals of thunder, exclaiming, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, for now the Lord our God, the omnipotent, the all-ruler, reigns." Amen? God is speaking to you if you will just attune your ears not to just hear, but listen to what he's saying. Amen. Listen to what is taking place. God never ceases to speak, and he never ceases to amaze. A recent prophetic word has said that a new sound is coming. And I got a revelation from that prophecy. And here it is that it's not a new sound that's coming, because God has already created everything that will ever be. But it's a new sound to you. And the only way for you to be able to hear this new sound, a sound that you've never heard before. See, there are Christians that have never heard God. There are Christians that have never took the time to listen to what God is saying. And I'm here to tell you that new sound is coming. And it's the word of the Lord. It's God's voice ready and willing to speak to you if you just take a minute to listen. Sometimes you may be able just to listen with your eyes and see the glory that comes from it through your ears. See, your eyes canal will give you a glimpse of the revelation of God speaking to you through your ear canals. There's a change that is taking place in the church, and I believe that change is that the church is waking up. That the church will someday realize soon who you are. And that it's not about just filling seats. It's not about just coming and listening to songs. It's about coming and listening to God. It's about fellowshipping with brothers and sisters who are all hearing from the Word of God. The Bible says that when we come together, we all have a voice. We all have a song. We all have a word. And we've challenged from here, who's got a word? And some people hear, but they're afraid to speak it. I'm here to tell you that boldness will be coming into the church in the name of Jesus Christ. That you will not be afraid to speak what God is telling you. Because He is the author and finisher of your faith, of our faith. The very thing that we base our belief on is God Himself. The God I serve is not a liar. He is the way, the truth, and the life. God has already created everything. It's not a new sound, but it's new to you. I'm believing that new to you because you're going to hear like you have never heard before. You're going to hear in a way in the midst of worship. You're going to hear God speaking to you. When you're going through a trial, you're going to hear God speaking to you. When you're being tempted, you're going to hear God speak to you. You see, God is speaking all the time. His very name is the Word. John 1, 1 through 5, King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. All things were made by Him. There's not a new sound. It's just new to you. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If you're reading King James Version or whatever, you need to, in verse 5, John 1, verse 5, you need to underline and highlight that in the darkness it comprehends not. In other words, it doesn't understand. The darkness doesn't understand, but you are the light. You have understanding, but we got to be quiet enough to be able to listen to what He's saying. Isaiah 61, 2. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, King James. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Say, thee is me. Thee is me. Darkness is on the world and gross darkness is on people. But the light of Christ that lives in you, the glory of the Lord has rose and shines upon you. And you, because you've been exposed to the light and are in the light, you have understanding. That's why we call the Word of God the living Word, the Rhema Word of God. Because before Christ, it was words on paper. With Christ, it is the living Word. It is the Word that brings life. It is the Word that fuels me. It is the Word that feeds me. It's the Word that prepares me. It's the Word that instructs me. It's the instruction book of life. The very thing that we need. We're in a worldwide pandemic. What does the Word say? Forsake not the gathering together. The death angel in the plagues. The Israelites were told to hide, to shelter in place, to mark their doorposts with the blood of the Lamb, and the death angel would pass over them. I'm here to tell you that you are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Your very temple has been covered by the blood of God, by the blood of the Lamb. The death angel is passing over you. That's what the Word says. When you're in confusion, go to the Word. When you're in fear, go to the Word. The Bible says, be strong and courageous. What does it mean to you? It means that you don't have fear. Courage is when you're afraid, you still do it. That's what courage is. So if you have fear, that's fine. The faith will raise you above that. It'll elevate you above it. Going back to John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Say, I'm the light.
I'm the light.
And I have understanding.
I have understanding.
Quiet your mind. Joyce Meyer says, battlefield of the mind. Quiet your mind. Quiet it down. Turn up the worship. Listen to the songs. They got songs. Rise up. Rise up, man, out of your muck and mire. Don't return to the vomit like a dog. But rise up. Know who you are. See who you are. Deuteronomy 30:10. If thou shalt hearken. Hearken is a very important word. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. This is Old Testament scripture. The people are being told, listen. The word hearken doesn't mean hear. The word hearken means listen. Listen to the word of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. Now listen. Jesus Christ has fulfilled the law. The Holy Spirit convicts us of the things that we should and shouldn't do. But we still need to hear God. You see, in Deuteronomy, this verse right here, it was the Israelites that were given the commandments by God. But they didn't hear them. They maybe heard, but they didn't listen. And they're just saying, listen. Listen to what he's saying. In Exodus 19, chapter 19, they were very capable of saying, whatever God says, we're well able to do. God lays out what they're supposed to do, and they weren't able to do it. But I'm here to tell you, it's because they didn't listen. They didn't hear. And I'll bring scripture. Hearing is the act of perceiving sound and receiving sound waves or vibrations through your ear. That's hearing. It's just the act of sound. It's just the act of sound going in. Are you with me? Listening is the act of hearing a sound and understanding what you hear. Understanding what you hear. Yeah. Those that are in the darkness cannot comprehend it. Those that are in the darkness cannot hear it. The God of this world has blinded this world. But you are not of this world. You're in it, but you're not of it. You're in the kingdom of God, and you can listen to his word. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, if you will hear the voice of the Lord thy God in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your issue, in the midst of problem, in the midst of whatever, the good, the bad, the ugly, if you listen to him, he will deliver you. He will show you the way. He will bring clarity. Hearing is one of five senses and just happens. Hearing just happens. As long as you're not deaf, it just happens. Whether you like it or not, you can hear stuff. It's like preaching from here, but hearing the toilet flush. I'm not trying to hear the toilet flush, but I hear it because it just happens. Are you guys with me? You understand what I'm saying? But if you listen, you are consciously choosing what you want to hear in order to understand the message. If you listen, you are consciously choosing. Next Sunday, I'll challenge you in worship. Listen to God. Listen to God. When I was a young kid, teenager even, growing up, I listened to heavy metal music, right? And I didn't listen to it for the words because I half the time couldn't understand what the words were saying. I just liked the beat. You know, I just, whatever. I didn't listen to the words, though. I just heard a beat. Are you with me? Sometimes in practice or in worship, I can come in here and have all kinds of other things in my mind that I'm just kind of hearing the melody, but I'm not hearing the words. I'm here to tell you that there's a prophetic voice that comes from worship through the words. Pastor Kathy laid out the last three songs, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Trinity. And you laid it out. You spoke it out today. And it was beautiful. But these words that are written by people who love God. And because they love God, they're shining the light of God into our ear canals. And then we need to comprehend it and listen to it. We need to choose, consciously choose, what exactly is being said. A prayer that we always pray, Lord, as I preach today, may it not fall on deaf ears. Why do we say that? Why do we pray that prayer? Because I believe if you get it in you, that it will help you. I believe that you, if you understand it, it'll change you. It'll make a difference. Worship makes a difference in my life. The word makes a difference in my life. The person that is used to speak the word makes a difference in my life. Amen. You see, it's food and nourishment to my very soul. It's a thing that stirs me and keeps me going. You see, I am just ignorant enough that when I got saved and I was told that I can do all things through Christ, I was trying to do all things. I'm just ignorant enough to know that, okay, so Jesus laid hands on the sick. That means I can lay hands on the sick. So I started praying for people and laying hands on the sick. Why? Because the word says. Jesus said, those things that I do, you will go and do an even greater. Because there's a bunch of us filled with the Spirit. But you see, the church has been stagnant, hasn't been moving. There is the church body that's moving. I'm not coming against the church, but I'm trying to awaken the peace that's been sleeping. A great nation called the Kingdom of God to rise up and see who they are. But before you see who you are, you have to know who you are. And you won't know who you are if you've never heard the Lord tell you and comprehended that you're his child, that he's adopted you, that you have all things that pertain to life and godliness. You have that, whatever it may look like. Example, if you hear a baby crying out loud, you're using your sense of hearing. But when you hear a baby cry because it's hungry, it is a form of listening because you've attached a meaning to what was heard. You see, there's a lot of things that we hear that have no meaning. You're watching the news, and your mind is getting filled with all kinds of stuff. And you're listening to things that have no meaning. This has meaning. This has meaning. But science says, science is proving the Word of God correct. We're in a day and age right now where the world has turned to science to save them and left the church. All right, come on. In days past, it was people used to go to the church and ask for prayer. And the churches are shutting down. Come on. Wake up. Yeah. Remnant, wake up. Yeah. Sometimes people don't want to listen. You ever had a dog? It hears you. It hears you. Right? Come here. Come here. No. You're a dog. It hears you, but it ain't comprehending what you're saying. It's not understanding maybe what you're saying. Because through repetition, you didn't teach it to sit. Or you didn't teach it to come. Or you're trying to change its name. And it doesn't know its name anymore. Church, we got to know our name. What does God call you? He calls you son. He calls you daughter. He calls you his child. He calls you more than a conqueror. He calls you victorious. He calls you an overcomer. What does he call you? What does your Father call you? Your Heavenly Father doesn't call you an idiot. Your Heavenly Father doesn't call you out of your name. Your Heavenly Father doesn't call you a dirtbag, a loser, a mistake. No, that's earthly fathers. Your Heavenly Father calls you amazing. Your Heavenly Father calls you the apple of his eye. Your Heavenly Father loved you and had his own son die for you because he loved you that much. That's your Heavenly Father. But have you listened to that? Have you heard that? Do you comprehend that? John 10, 27, 28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. My sheep listen to my voice. Now, I am not a sheeple for the world, but I am being led by the Lamb of God. Do you hear what I am saying? The world's sheep is listening to the newscast, media, and every negative thing that is going out over the airwaves. But God's people know the Lamb of God's voice, the shepherd. But you have to listen. You have to listen. Exodus 20, 18 through 20. And all the people saw the thunderings. Boom! And the lightnings. And the noise of the trumpet. And the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. Hear, not listen. Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And at that point, Moses became their God. You have to hear what I'm saying. They put every trust in Moses and didn't hear from God themselves. That's Exodus 20. The very beginning of 20, verses 1 through 17, is God speaking. Go to Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. And God spoke these words. And God spoke these words to them. And they did not hear. This is what they heard. And the people saw. And the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. The people saw with their eyes everything that was going on and allowed that to speak to them. So they lived a life of fear. And instead of, Exodus 19 says that I want you to be a kingdom of priests. But in Exodus 20, because they lived in fear and wanted to hear from Moses and not God himself, they didn't become a kingdom of priests, they became one tribe of priests. God's plan is that his people would be kings and priests in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ died so that we now become those kings and priests in the kingdom of God. It's been laid out. But I believe that there are many in the church that are not living the kingdom mantle. They're not living a priestly mantle. Because the world has so infected them that they're allowing the world to take away the things that God has freely given them. Seeing and listening are two very different things. But I would challenge you, and I close with this very simple statement. Has anybody ever walked outside and seen the beauty of God's creation and heard God? Do you see, if you look at things with awe and amazement and know that it is your Creator who's created it, you can hear from Him. But when you look at the things in this world and they bring terrific fear to you. I'm not talking about the awesomeness of God fear. I'm talking about fear like I'm shaking in my boots because I don't understand what's happening. That devastates you, and it stops you. You can look with your eyes and hear God. And so I close today by saying, look at creation. See the beauty and the majesty of what God has created for us to be stewards, managers over. For us to take back dominion over. For us to manage well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's stand on our feet, close in prayer. Boom! And suddenly, the revelation. Boom! I heard from you, Lord. Boom! Suddenly, I'm awake. Boom! Suddenly, I'm alive. Father, I thank you that we have not one but two ears to be able to listen to what you're saying. Father, I thank you that you have given us the ability through your Spirit to drown out the noise of the world and seek you. Father, I thank you that right now you will speak to people, that there is this new sound, but it is a sound that they've never heard because they haven't heard directly from you. Father, I pray that you will stir in them, manifest yourself to them, speak to them, talk to them. I thank you for revelation, understanding. I thank you that we're in the light and not in the darkness. That, Lord, on this day, we start to comprehend what you're saying to us. Father, bless those that are listening to this and their families. And Father, I pray that if there is that one lost individual out there that has ran from you, doesn't know you, has never known you, Father, that they would come to know who you are. That they would just simply surrender the worldly life that they have and say, Father, forgive me. And that you'll come into their life and you will cleanse them, sanctify them, and that they will be born again. I pray people will seek you out. Father, I thank you for divine peace and breakthrough. Father, I'm praying for the person right now that has multiple barriers built up within them. If someone listening right now has many barriers built up that is keeping you out. Even saved. Even given their life to you, but they've been hurt. Father, I thank you that you're breaking these walls down and they're going to find joy and peace and comfort in you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Why do I pray that? I believe the Lord's revealing that to me. So, Father, thank you that you're delivering them into complete freedom, into the promised land in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Love you.